This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, February 3rd, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, U.S. farmers bracing for tougher times in the upcoming crop year at its monthly Ag Economy Barometer. Farmers surveyed by Purdue University and the CME Group say they experienced worsening farm financial conditions versus the same time last year amid tougher competition with Brazil for the global export market. Commodity futures today at the CME for soybeans and soybean oil climbed after the Department of Treasury and the IRS published proposed regulations for the 45Z tax credit. That's the credit for clean fuel production under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The credit is now extended to fuel produced in the U.S. through December 2029. It's limited to fuel produced using feedstock grown in the U.S., Mexico, or Canada. The new proposal garnered applause from the American Soybean Association and the National Oilseed Processors Association, although other analysts noted that there's still question about the tax credit that remains unanswered. Kirk Kovarik with Clean Fuels Alliance America says the EPA and Treasury did their due diligence on these regulations.
Initial review of this, it's clear that Treasury listened to stakeholders like the biodiesel industry about problems that were created or lack of clarity, whether it was on what is a qualifying sale, how do you treat different feedstocks, how do you treat facilities who are owned by one entity but the fuel is produced by another. They were very deliberate in essentially answering all of the questions that we asked and providing clarity. And I can only attribute that to the fact that they've committed to being taxpayer friendly, pro-biofuels, wanting to see this industry flourish, add value to our economy, job creation, rural American and domestic energy dominance.
Kovarik says the industry will need to weigh in on the agency's proposal.
There's a comment period of 60 days that will have to occur. Clean Fuels will obviously be very keen in participating in that to express support for areas that we like, additional clarity where it's needed and concern where members raise it. But we're hopeful that this will go a long way to providing that certainty to our members for fuel produced this year, fuel produced in 2025, and fuel produced in 26 and beyond.
Kovarik says if the Trump agencies can complete their work on both 45Z guidance and RVO numbers, the renewable fuels industry will respond.
If you look at the fact that our industry was probably operating at about 60 to 70% capacity in 2025 because of uncertainty on the tax policy, because of lackluster RVOs. If you provide certainty on the tax policy and we get finalization of robust RVOs, our industry is going to have to produce somewhere around, you know, let's say 5.5 billion gallons of fuel. That's going to require enormous purchases of feedstock, which is going to help soybean oil, canola oil, animal fats, all of them. It's also going to require plants to be operating at a higher capacity. So all of that is going to be a very tangible deliverable to the domestic feedstock producer, whether that's a soybean or canola farmer. It's going to be a very tangible impact on the biodiesel plant. And you're going to see that fuel enter the marketplace.
With global tensions heightened among oil-producing nations, Kovarik says renewable fuel can insulate the U.S. from global conflict over energy.
The president is right when he talks about domestic energy dominance, because what it does is it insulates the U.S. economy and the consumer from that volatility in the foreign oil markets. So every drop of whether it's petroleum oil here at home or biodiesel here at home insulates our economy from the whims of whether it be foreign dictators or different geopolitical instability that can upend our economy through oil price shocks. So it's another benefit of the ability of our industry to produce 10% of our demand right here at home.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.